New Hampshire's showstoppers are its great granite peaks. And according to Mark Anderson, director of science for the Nature Conservancy, a lot of resources are going toward protecting them.
We're doing a great job of conserving high elevation and really rocky landscapes with steep slopes.
In other words, mountains.
Yeah, we're talking about the mountains, or at low elevations, we're talking about little granite hills and knobs.
But if you want to find the spots that pack in the most wildlife, you should look lower, between those hills and knobs.
We're doing a pretty awful job at, say, like rich limestone valleys that are great for agriculture, great for growing trees. Silty floodplains that are really diverse, we're doing a pretty poor job of that.
Anderson has been studying these hotbeds of biodiversity because compared to other places, they can have 3 to 4 times as many rare species. And he's not just looking at New Hampshire. His studies try to pinpoint the most habitat-dense, most varied, and species-rich spots from Virginia to Maine. And now another group, the New York-based Open Space Institute, is taking his science and running with it. It's giving away $5 million to conserve land based on Anderson's study.
It's kind of a little bit of a lifeboat strategy.
Jennifer Melville is with the Open Space Institute. She's one of the people who will decide which properties in New Hampshire offer the best lifeboats. She's currently sifting through applications from land trusts and other conservation groups.
It's really important as land trusts are doing their work that they're investing in places that are the best bets. So part of what we're trying to do is say, given that there's so much unpredictability about climate change, what do we think are the most likely places that are going to sustain plants and animals into the future?
The grants are going to be given out in a huge swath of land spanning Hooksett to Ossipee and into western Maine. It's in an area of the state that has some of the least land in conservation. And Hooksett, sandwiched between Concord and Manchester with its highly developed Route 3 and I-93 corridors, isn't the first place you'd think to find wildlife worth preserving.
See that? That's cotton grass. It's in full bloom.
But once you get away from the highway, the town has a very different character. Mark West, a wetlands biologist and chair of the land trust Bear Paw Regional Greenways, says in terms of plants and animals, this area is popping.
We're in a part of New Hampshire that has a very high amount of diversity. I mean, we got it all over the Bear Paw region. I feel sorry for the people over in, like, you know, between Keene and the Connecticut River, where there's like none.
It might not have the soaring crags of the White Mountains or the sprawling river valley that western New Hampshire boasts, but it has variety. The parcel we walk through is already conserved, but a good example of the kinds of properties that the grants will target. And in just an hour, Wes took us through about a half dozen different micro-ecosystems. Beaver ponds, fens, vernal pools, a low ridge left behind by a receding glacier.
This is like a shrub habitat we'll go look at, but the black gum tree is right here. You can see from here.
And plenty of plants and animals make this parcel home. Endangered Blanding's turtles, bobcats, many different sedges, wool and cotton grasses. All this makes an ideal spot for a climate change lifeboat, or stronghold, or whatever metaphor you want to use.
The metaphor that I get the most traction with, at least in New England, is ballpark.
Mark Anderson, the Nature Conservancy scientist, says, we aren't sure how animals will adapt to climate change, and it could be that the cast of characters in the quote-unquote lifeboat will change over time.
In a baseball team, we love the players, and they're really important, but you know that you can't keep them there forever.
So Anderson likes to think of these pockets of well-connected, diverse habitat as a network of ballparks on which today's and tomorrow's precious species will take their turns playing. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.